Okay, it's 6 o'clock. We're gonna call the meeting to order.
Oh, Molly. Dr. Good.
Present.
Mr. Nagy.
Here.
Mrs. Rohr.
Here.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Okay, please stand for a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, moving into adoption of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Here. Good.
Yay.
Nagy.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Okay, moving into the superintendent's report.
We'll start with our principals today. They have their new staff here, so they'll get a chance to give you an update on their buildings from the summer and a couple other things, and then they'll introduce the staff to the board. And after all the principals have gone, we'll ask all the new staff to kind of come up and they'll introduce you to all the board members. So, Janie hasn't started yet that I'm aware of.
I'm on it.
Yes.
First of all, I really want to say thank you to our custodians. Our building looks amazing. There's a couple things they're finishing up on, but it looks fantastic and ready to go for the year. Don and Mark worked really hard. We had a painting crew in that was, they painted our bathrooms so they look great. They've done trim and painted it in blue, and that it just takes a lot of time and effort, and I really appreciate it because it makes things look really nice when everyone comes in.
Jamie, who was that?
Mark, Hannah Walt, and Don Billers are our custodians here. And then our paint crew consisted of Shanna. We had about 8 or 10 of them. There's a few that were here for a few days, like Marty Storad was here, Janet Lennox, Melinda Hirschberger, and quite a few others.
Do you mind getting those names to Molly so we can reflect it in a minute? Publicly.
Absolutely.
Thank them.
I have them. Just 1 second.
It doesn't have to be right now. Jamie, we can email.
Okay,
it's fine.
Perfect. There was Joanne, Joan, Trisha, and Stacey. So I will definitely get those to you.
Okay.
We also are very grateful that our playground is up and ready for the beginning of our school year this year, and we have it for the kids. It's been used all summer, and if you've been by, you've seen that.
Yeah.
But even during the day, there's a lot of families, some babysitters that walk up and use it, and that's wonderful. It's a great community resource, so we're very grateful for that. It was a great investment for more than just our kids in our whole life. Right now, we have 32 open enrolled coming, and this building specifically, we're at 360 students total. Our third grade is smaller size with 81. I have 95 in fourth grade, 92 in fifth grade, and 91 in sixth grade. So a good amount of students ready to begin our school year. I'm excited to have everyone here. Did you want me to introduce?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. I have three new staff this year. Crystal Robinson couldn't make it tonight. Something came up and she texted me just a little bit ago. But she has been with us for 3 years as a tutor. She's been fantastic and has always gone above and beyond. So she will be starting as our fifth grade intervention specialist, and we're very excited to have her. This is Alex Massaro. She will be our fourth grade intervention specialist and has a drive and a commitment that I'm excited to have in our building, and has really worked well with past teachers. And then this is Jessica Busen. She is our tutor here at CIS, and she'll be helping support our students at St. Peter and Paul she just is very calm and pleasant and really ready to work with the students throughout our district in different ways. So I'm excited for what we have. Thanks.
Mrs. Hughes.
I would like to thank our custodial maintenance staff as well. They spent a great part of the summer at Hazel Harvey. The building looks wonderful. The classrooms are coming together with teachers getting up prepared to start this school year. But the probably most updated part of the building is our preschool. It's now inside the main building. It's no longer out in modulars, which is a huge step in the right direction for, I think, all intents and purposes. So that has required a lot of time from the maintenance staff as well as the custodial staff getting things up to par for licensing. Preschool is a completely different beast than anything else K-12 would ever encounter. There's a lot of hoops to jump through for the state. So they have made sure that all of that is up to code. So today they were installing the air conditioning units in those two buildings. I'm sorry, those two classrooms. When I say units, I just mean the air conditioners like some of the other classrooms have. So those are still being installed in the remaining classrooms as well that did not have those last year. Several of the computer labs, a couple classrooms that were not being utilized last year that are going to be this year. So those are being updated as well. The playground is still to be completed with the mulch and some weeding and just landscaping out there to make it safe for the children. But I'm sure that that will be over the next week or so. We are in our enrollment this year for kindergarten is up. Last year we had 76 students and we are currently knowing that there will still be more struggling and over the next week or so we're at 87, which puts that at about 22 students per classroom per teacher for teachers. So I hope that we don't go too much higher only because we want to make sure that we're maximizing our instruction with our youngest students, especially building the foundation. First grade has 81 students and second grade has 80. So that gives us, without open enrollment, probably a pretty typical number than what we had in the past, but we have 38 students right now, if they show up on day one, that are open enrollment. Our breakfast time for this coming year is going to look a little different. We're going to allow students to start coming in, especially off the buses at 8:10. That is earlier than our teacher start time, so that will be covered by our classified staff. But it will allow for enough time for students to come in and have their breakfast before they are to leave class, so that there's not rushing. We are also looking at revamping our once we have some updates, everything worked out with the police department, we'll be able to give more information and details on that. But right now, we're just trying to make sure that safety is the number one concern and maintain safety, not just in our parking lot, but in the surrounding area. So all of the sidewalks, all of the streets that surround these parking spaces is a community school. We have three new teachers, and all three of them are here in attendance. Morgan Cadillac has her intervention specialist licensure, and she is joining us. She will be an intervention specialist serving in grades K-1 and 2. She will work in our cross-categorical classroom. So she is working with our students that will be both in the resource setting and also going into the general setting. So I'd like to welcome Morgan.
Here you go.
And then I have two new title tutors this year, Beth Lewis and Taylor Kish. They will come to us with some nice experience. Taylor did a long-term sub position this past year for Worcester City Schools, and knowing that she's going to work most primarily with students in the areas of English language arts, she has a nice background from working in Worcester City. Oh, yeah. With her balanced literacy approach, she's going to be able to bring some nice strategies to utilize with kindergarten
Hey, Jody, a couple questions. Do you know the name of the custodians?
Yes.
Who is it?
Custodians are Greg McCann and Danny Hicks. And then we as well have the same summer maintenance crew. As the rest of the district that came in did painting and landscaping up.
They did both buildings.
Yes, so thank you very much to all of those people serving the district.
I have one quick question. Do all of the classrooms now have air conditioning?
Almost. Getting there. We've been ordered for all of the classrooms. And in fact, there were a couple that were donated, the air conditioning units, and they were no larger than the smallest microwave oven that you've seen. So there was no way that they were doing anything effective in providing any kind of cooling mechanism. So we've updated those as well, to the best of my knowledge. So we went around and took inventory on that. So, and I believe that there are several units going to be installed in the library as well, since it's a larger space. The space itself gets hot.
Right.
But because there is a full computer lab in there as well.
Yeah.
The energy from the computers and whatnot provide a lot of heat as well. So hopefully everything will be a little cooler. I don't know if the building is comfortable in some areas of the district, but it should be cooler for everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Rodriguez.
All right. Good evening. Just like the other two, would like to thank Brian Spence and Kim Wyatt, who have done a phenomenal job. They're finishing up our building. It looks incredible, very, very clean. Also, the summer crew that has helped out. Not only did they do a little touch-up with the painting, they did a lot of cleaning, especially the computer labs. And then a group of them came back and weeded all the beds that were up there. So the outside looks incredible. So thank you to all parties. Special thanks to Brad, Lori, and Roger for getting our banners up. If you go to the gym now, there is a humongous banner as you walk in and you turn. It has all of our county championships on it. And when you see it, you'll see what a big job it was. So thank you. A couple updates on the building. Our gym floor was resealed and looks incredible. There was a little bit of cupping early on. The heating and cooling has been fixed, and now it is laying perfectly flat and is beautiful. And as you can see as you drive by, there are areas of the concrete that have been fixed or are being fixed. It was pitting and grooving a little bit. So those, I believe today they went to the front and finished that, so I think all of them have been poured. The one big addition that we're going to use this year up at high school is we're going to create a STEM lab, which we talked about at one of the meetings that will be part of. It will be sharing the chemistry lab. There won't be any conflicts there, so it's worked out perfectly. Mr. Gosser and some of his robotics group, along with Mr. Lepley, have really been out talking with different people to donate or looking at grants. And I know that they're working with Kim right now on some different grants. And I just wanted to mention we have three that have committed or some have already sent in $2,000 donations. The Romick Foundation, Eric McCallum, and the Gershon Slager family. So I just wanted to thank them publicly. I mean, it's awesome. And I think if we're able to secure a grant or two, we'll be able to fill it up with all the materials and technology that we wanted to right off the rip. So that'll be really neat for our kids. And that, I think, will grow very quickly because our robotics and our makers classes have grown exponentially over the last handful of years, and we think the same will happen with the STEM. Obviously, the turf is getting closer and closer. We have the gravel in up there, and it is flat. It will not be done in order for some of our scrimmages and games, just to keep everybody up to date. It looks like right now we're going to move 8 events. The majority of them will just get moved to the location that was supposed to play here. For example, Rootstown, we were supposed to go, they were supposed to come here for a middle school scrimmage. We are traveling there. There's a soccer game or two. Our JV game against Crestwood was supposed to be home. Oroville City Schools was nice enough to allow us to use their field, so I wanted to thank them as well. And then we're hoping for September 6th, the home opener against Norton. Everything is ready to go. New staff, Jillian Sweezy. And Conley. Conley's not going to be doing a lot of work for us, but Jillian actually was with us 2 years ago as a title tutor. Did a phenomenal job. We did not have any openings last year. Orville came and swept her up. And fortunately for us, she liked us so much 2 years ago that she came back and will be one of our intervention specialists. So Jillian, welcome back.
And Lori Sizemore, have you introduced?
We have two employees that I'm really excited to have. Denise Torchano, who is not able to be with us tonight, and Monica Schneider, who is picking up one of our routes this year. But really excited to have her. The summer crew worked phenomenally this summer. Brad and Roger and Mike have gone nonstop. The janitors have been phenomenal and easy to work with this summer. I had two subs that stepped up and filled in a few gaps that we had, and they came in, and we're just happy to come in and work with high school crew and make sure that we got things done. So we're pretty close to being there. Hopefully by the end of the week, we'll be all done.
And Juanita moved into the district also.
Yes, she did. Got a new house.
A new student.
Welcome to Doylestown.
So we got an employee and a student?
Yes.
Yes!
So let me make sure.
A twofer.
Let's see if I kept up with this. Alex, Jessica, Morgan, Beth, Taylor, Jillian, Denise, and Juanita. Did I miss anybody? All right, on behalf of the board, welcome. We're glad to have you.
Yay!
Yeah, I'll give a little bit more. We're gonna start releasing here is we're getting work done for the fall sports program. So we're trying to identify, things that have taken place in that program. So we have three platinum sponsors. Two of them have been in-kind donations that go well and above what the platinum sponsor plateau is, where the bottom line is of $20,000 or $25,000, I forget, on the platinum sponsor. Regardless, but it's been above that. And then we're going to dot the I's and cross the T's, but we do have a cash donation of the platinum sponsor level. I know we have a gold sponsor level that we received, and so that is starting to go well. We're picking up a little bit better with the 500 Club. So that money is starting to flow, and we're starting to be able to stockpile that. An update on that, they were pushing. The 54s are down, which is the bigger chunk of stones. Now they're into the fine gravel, and they'll level anything they need to with the crushed limestone, and they will keep rolling at with that big rolling machine that weighs a lot, whatever that thing's called. I call it the big rolling press. But they'll keep rolling at it until it's perfectly level. And I say perfectly level, the top will be about a 2% grade higher than the sideline. You look across it, you'll never see it. It's a 2%, so it starts the water going towards that piece. And then it'll come back up, into everything else and match up. They will start putting down turf. Everything goes well this week with the roll. Turf's supposed to be delivered the end of this week. They may even start the end of this week going into it. Based on all the rain is what keeps backing us up. There's still hope, but it's dwindled down to a very minimum. They could be done by August 30th. That's the target date behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. September 6th is the we got to have type date, and that's the promise. But they're still looking at that piece. But that's the update on the facility and everything that's going on with that. So we want to do the best we can as organizing, get our sponsors into the fall program and recognize who those people are, and then continue to build upon that, as we move forward into other projects. But outside of the weather, the construction has went extremely well. Everything that we needed to control and handle is went extremely well. And so, and other people are stepping forward now to help out where they can be helped out with that piece. What I'd like to do is just take a 5-minute pause, get a chance for all the new employees to come up and kind of meet the board members real quickly. Your principals, you can come up and introduce your new employees. Then if you want to skip out on the meeting, it is a great time to go. We're going to be here for
you
another 2 hours.
You don't get this all the time, so use it when you can.
Yeah, all right. All
Tech report, first, we're good?
We're good.
All right, we're moving into our public participation section of the meeting. Please remember, speakers are not permitted to address matters relating to individual students, personnel, or other matters made confidential by law. Do we have any participants? Okay.
I would like to thank Mrs. Rohr for buying school supplies and donating them, and the board used them in our raffle. Well, it was a free drawing during Rogues Hollow, and we had 114 people put entries in. I counted those little slips. And I don't know if everyone's picked up their bags or not, but I'd like to make sure people know those were donated by a board member, and I'd like to thank her for that support. And I thought it was a good idea for the board to have the tent. And thanks to the board members who sat and answered questions, and we took all sorts of interesting comments. So thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Bernadette. Anybody else?
I guess publicly, if we're thanking people, I don't have an itemized donation. This person does not choose to give one or ask for any kind of a tax-exempt notification from us for their services, but John Aldridge and his wife have been very, very generous over the past couple of years. They are members of our Lions Club, and so they do participate and help out in that respect. But again, today he brought in a lot of materials for our students, things to fill backpacks and school supplies, but he brings clothing, underwear, socks, you know, things that don't always get purchased and supplied to the schools, especially our youngest ones that sometimes need those extra things. So he's been very, very generous and does it at the goodness of his heart without anything asked.
Was that part of the Lions Club?
He, I believe, is part of the Lions Club, but he provides and gives us things out of his own.
That's fast.
It wasn't the Lions Club donation that he brought in.
I don't believe all of it was today.
Okay.
That's where we were at, too. It was kind of a lot of the school material that you wanted to draw from hand for our kids. So.
Wow. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for sharing and making
Thank
us
you.
Aware, Jody.
Thank you. Okay, moving into the treasurer's report.
Yes, just wanted to let everybody know that we have, despite the smooth sailing that it looks like, we have had quite a few bumps in the road of late with the e-finance conversion. We went live on July 1st, and after the first two payrolls, we ran into a few problems, and it has been wonderful in how the staff has responded and really just picked up the pace. And I've told them personally, but I wanted to let you know that they've really stepped up, because we had a couple things that we had to get done in a very short period of time. And they did, so I was very, really, really proud and happy that they stepped up without issue. But other than that, things are moving much smoother on the requisition side. The paper is dwindling down. The pile for the bonfire is getting larger. I do think we could support a bonfire at almost every home game, so I'm looking forward to that. And we are training the necessary staff. So everything is getting electronic. We just got a new scanner for upstairs so we can scan all of our attachments, whereas everything previous, as you know, was going around. So that is wonderful. And then that's all I have on e-finance. As I had made mention to Todd, and we had briefly mentioned it, we need to appoint a delegate for the Capitol Conference in November. We are entitled to one. We don't have to send anybody, but we needed to discuss who is interested in going.
Does the delegate vote?
Does the delegate vote? Yes, that's. I think that's the.
Well, the school's allowed to have one vote.
Right, and it can't be us.
Because Linda Fenn and Dr. Curtis Good have both said that, hey, they'd be willing to do it. So.
I'm on the Career Center, so.
Right.
Don't ask me.
Sounds like you have two. Do you need just one?
I was just going to read that to see if we're allowed to send more than one.
I thought it was one, then one backup.
There is. There's an alternate.
You're allowed to have an alternate.
I can be your
alternate. Both go, but only one can vote.
There you go.
I mean, I was really looking forward to voting, so.
You want that power? You go, young man.
Yeah, I mean, there's, on our official blue form, we have to fill in the blue form.
Yes.
By name of delegate, name of alternate. So at no point in time does it say you could have another one or two can vote. So I think we do only have one vote.
Okay, so did I hear, Curtis, you're the delegate, and Linda, you're the alternate?
I think that'd be marvelous.
Okay, thank you.
Fabulous. And that's all I have.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, moving into recommendations by the superintendent. I have a resolution to approve extended time for two certified staff. High school guidance counselor, April 15 days. Middle school, high school assistant counselor, Jenna, 10 days. Hazel Harvey guidance, Jenna, 5 days. Do you have a motion?
Here.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay.
Nagy?
Yes.
Roar?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
What's the matter? There's like...
Nothing. So she's just a total 15 days. It doesn't matter the designation because we don't have a school.
It shouldn't be Hazel Harvey. It should just be high school.
We don't have a district appointed counselor.
Do we need to amend that?
Two years ago, she was split. So I don't know if it needs to be amended or not. It's just as long as it's 15 total days is what they're hiring her for, then that would be appropriate.
That's how she's been hired in the past, so.
So she won't be spending any time at Hazel Harvey?
She did not last year, and I don't think the plan is for this year as well.
Then I would think we would strike that.
So we need a motion to amend.
Yeah.
So I'll make the motion to amend.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Molly, will you create the motion, or do you want, okay.
Okay, voting on the motion to amend. Nagy?
Yes.
Roar?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Now we need a motion to strike?
You're just amending it.
No, we're just amending it.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. Resolution to approve the hire of Juanita Shager as a bus driver, 1-year contract for 2019-2020 school year, step 8. Who motion?
Fenn.
You second?
I second.
Okay. Any discussion? Molly?
Roar?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good?
Yeah.
Nagy?
Yes.
Okay, I have a resolution to approve the hire of Denise Turciano as substitute bus driver and substitute bus aide. A motion?
So move.
I heard Dan.
Yep.
Have a second?
Here.
Bernadette, any discussion? Molly?
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good?
Yeah.
Nagy?
Yes.
Roar?
Yes.
Resolution to approve the resignation of Shauna Knight for the supplemental position of assistant marching band director. Do I have a motion?
Sorry, so moved.
Linda?
Yes.
Bernadette, second. Any discussion? Molly?
Fenn?
Yes.
Good?
Yeah.
Nagy?
Yes.
Roar?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
One year.
Resolution to approve the resignation of Joanne Miller as a 6-hour food service staff cook. Do I have a motion?
Here.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Can we say no?
How many years has she worked for
14.
Us? 14.
14? Yes.
I'm assuming you want to thank her?
We should thank her.
Okay. Noted.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
Roar?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
I have a resolution to approve the following supplemental contract for 2019-2020 school year. The Band High School Assistant Director, Aaron Massey.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Thanks. Molly?
Nagy?
Yes.
Roar?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Resolution to approve the donation from the Romich Family Fund, a component fund of Wayne County Community Foundation, in the amount of $2,000 for the STEM Lab. Do you have a motion?
Here.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just a great big huge thank you.
Huge thank you.
Okay, noted.
Roar?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good?
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
Okay, resolution to approve the 2019-2020 employment service contract with Tri-County Education Service Center, copy of which is attached here too, incorporated herein. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Who was that? You?
Nagy Fenn?
What? Nagy yeah. Fenn.
Nag Fenn.
I thought you had me, but.
Nag Fenn. Fenn Nag.
Any discussion?
Nope. I have a question. Who's the classroom aide? May I have my memory refreshed? Is that for the,
Is it a combination or an individual?
That's going to be the preschool that they run.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Thank you.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good?
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
Rohr?
Yes.
Resolution to approve the 2019-2020 Educational Special Service Contract with Tri-C, or Tri-County Education Service. Tri-C in Cleveland? No, sorry. Tri-County Education Service Center with the fiscal year 20 estimated cost $103,675, a copy of which is attached here too, incorporated herein. Do I have a motion?
Here.
Second.
Any discussion?
I have a question.
Sure.
Do we no longer need Forecast 5, that's not being listed, or is that handled someplace else, or we don't use that?
That subscription ran out.
And we don't need to renew it? We're just
not
done?
We don't use it.
So you don't want to pay for something we don't use?
Correct.
Okay. Just checking. Thanks.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good?
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
Rohr?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes. Resolution to approve the 2019-2020 agreement with the Educational Service Center of Northeast Ohio for additional pupil services. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Dan seconded. Any discussion?
Do we know what cost was like for this last year?
Compared to last year,
do you know the cost?
Hand.
By chance? For additional pupil services?
For the Educational Service Center? Yeah.
About
$80,000.
Okay.
Give or take.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good?
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
Rohr?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to recess into consecutive executive sessions pursuant to revised codes 121. .22G for the following purposes: to consider the appointment and employment and compensation of a public employee, two, to consider the employment, dismissal, discipline, compensation of a public employee, three, to conduct conferences with an attorney for the public body concerning disputes involving the public body that are subject to imminent court action, four, to prepare for negotiations with a public employee concerning their compensation and other terms of conditions of their employment. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Here.
Okay, it's called at 6:37.
Yes, sir.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any further?
At 7:14. I'll roll.
Rohr.
Here.
DeAngelis.
Here.
Fenn.
Present.
Good.
Present.
Nagy.
Here.
Okay. I have a resolution to strike previously passed administrative supervisor benefit package and put in effect a newly revised administrator and supervisor package to be effective retro August 1st, 2019.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Here.
Do I have any discussion? Molly.
Rohr.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy.
Yes.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Here.
Second.
7:15 p.m.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.